Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, and we are going to, well, you know how it works out.
Are you ready?
We're going to geek out with Zeke Stout. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. Busy.
Yeah.
But good. Good. How about you?
I'm paying attention. You know, I had a couple of things happen over the weekend that made me sit back and go, wow, this really is becoming a portable age. I've seen many, many things where now they have all of this various apparatus. You know, I like to shoot video.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm always carrying around this camera that's gigantic, with a backpack that's gigantic, and all this other stuff. And now Rode has come, Rode, the mic company, they've come out with an app which will work with their Rode mics with your iPhone to shoot video.
Oh, really?
I've been
waiting. Work with any?
Well, it'll work with iOS. It's with iOS.
Okay.
It's with iOS, and I guess they have special, like, you know, they have the wireless Go mics, and they have some of the other little small mics that'll work with it, and supposedly it integrates with all of them. I guess you have to have the proper plugins and everything, but I've seen lots of people go to SHOT Show with nothing but an iPhone as their camera.
Yeah. Well, and nowadays, the iPhone cameras are better than my, you know, $2,000 Canon DSLR.
Yeah. Yeah, they shoot pretty good slow motion. They shoot pretty good 4K.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's some of the cameras on some of the Androids that shoot just good. Like the Sony Xperia is a crazy camera. Then I'm sitting here, and I'm meeting this vice president of sales for something called North American Rescue for the first time. And when they printed my business cards at the new radio station I work at, they had printed my name as Bill Frady, which is what it is. But then when they said this name of my show, it was Straight Talk with Billy Frady. So those got sent back right away, of course, and I didn't have a business card to hand out on this event, so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Mike, I don't have a card to give you, and he says, well, neither do I, but then he taps my phone with his black card, he taps the camera, and then I have his stuff.
Now, is he using the dot card?
He's using the Popple, the P-O-P-L card, which I got a Popple card. I ordered that as soon as I saw that. I mean, it worked really, really good. And you can either use it with an app on your phone and just scan a barcode from phone to phone, or you can, you know, tap the card, and it works with Android, and it works with iOS.
Gotcha.
And where do you think, like, so right now today, we have podcasts, and we have YouTube, so we have video and we have audio. And one thing I've noticed, I've moved hosting services, and on the podcast side of things of Lock and Load, 87.2% of all downloads are coming from a mobile application.
Wow.
10% anonymous, and then less than 1% is a personal assistant, less than 1% is a web browser. So everything is going mobile to a degree. Where do you think we're going to, I mean, like in 5 years, are we going to be doing anything that resembles what we're doing today?
No, not at all. I was listening to the radio this morning, and I listened to a lot of sports talk too. And they were talking about, it's funny that you mentioned this because I was hearing this just a couple of hours before you called. They're talking about some of these sports venues are making you download an app. It will store your tickets, store your payment information, and that app is used throughout the entire venue. So they scan it for your ticket, you pay for your concession stands, stuff, you do everything over this app. And, you know, we went really fast from paperless, I mean, from cash money to paperless. You know, a lot of these places are card only.
Right.
But now they're pushing even faster from paperless card only to you got to have our app. And, you know, I think a lot of it is going to everything being on the phone, which, you know, this is probably a whole nother segment. We could talk about this, but there's other things too. You know, it can go to your watch.
Well, you know, when you talk about that now, like at the NRA annual meeting, they have an app. At SHOT Show, they have an app. They also have a planner at SHOT Show. I don't know if they have a planner for the NRA show. I've never gotten that deep into it all, but I know they have that as well. But like the other day, I went into a grocery store because I have to go into a million sick grocery stores because I'm on this diet now, and I got one kind of apples I like, and I like this kind of fish, and I like this kind of beef. So, and no one store sells all of it, right?
Right.
So I go into one store, and I forgot my wallet in the car. But I have an iPhone, so I used Apple Pay and paid it with my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fascinating. You know, we were always taught that technology is insidious, right?
Right.
So it starts off with black and white TVs. It took, what, 20 years to go to full color where everybody had a color TV? Maybe even more, maybe 30 years?
Right.
Well, it was another 20 years before pretty much anybody could afford a big screen. Well, then it only dropped to about 10 years or less where we went from those big box big screens to flat screens. And even those were ridiculously heavy and expensive. Now, you can get a 60-inch flat screen TV to put on your wall for less than $500.
Yeah. At Costco, I saw one for $3.
Yeah, and that is the technology. It is going from these big gaps to smaller and smaller gaps.
Right.
Because what we've all been able to do in the past was human beings and the human mind would invent something. Well, we figured out, hey, let's let these things we're inventing help do some of the thinking for us. And I think that's where that insidiousness of technology starts to kick in. And where do we go from there? You know, I think we're skirting this weird line, though, with payment stuff and data stuff on your phone or your watch or everything else that, you know, the fear of, you know, a lot of people who are of the Christian persuasion is sure. The mark of the beast. You know, they're going to get a chip injected into their wrist or their forehead or whatever. And that's where, you know, that stuff can start happening. That, I don't know that would ever happen. They're already having problems with people. They've had to invent phone cases that protect your data from being read by people that walk by with scanners. I mean, thieves have already invented, I mean, talk about in technology being insidious. Thieves have already invented scanners that they can walk by your phone in the mall and, you know, they don't even have to touch you and they get all your data off of it. That's some scary stuff.
Yep. Yep. So, and I mean, right now, the kind of stuff you're talking about, the whole scanning thing, the Apple Pay is more secure currently than swiping your card, right?
Mm-hmm. So, everything I read, that's true. And I've known many people, including myself, that have had identity theft from card swipes. not necessarily with my situation, wasn't I didn't do that. They just stole the card number and used it, but I got my money back pretty quick because.
Hang on for me if you will.
Covered it.
Hang on for me if you will.
Yeah, go ahead.
Talking to Zeke Stout, MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. This is where you can go and get you a new vocation today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. We're geeking out with Zeke Stout. We really are really geeking out today. But I mean, just the profession that Zeke is in. I mean, it used to be if you wanted to go to a school to learn a trade, you had to go to a brick-and-mortar building. You had to sit there in a classroom. You had to be present in the classroom and be hands-on with everything to learn a trade, to physically learn a trade. And now, MGS Trade School, now that's exclusively online, yeah?
Yeah. Yes and no. There's no classes you have to attend in person. The hands-on projects we send to the students. So that part's not online. You actually have to refinish. Like, your first project is refinishing the M1 Grand Stock, which is really cool to start off right off the bat with that. But there's that hands-on project, and then the rest of it, and the other hands-on projects, but then the rest of the coursework, you know, what you learn for your quizzes and your tests and everything is all online. And we teach that all through videos or through written curriculum or anything along those lines. So it's something where you've got these major universities teaching major, major subject matters. There's even, I think there's two law schools now that are approved that are, you can sit for the bar if you attend that online law school. I can't tell you what they are, but I remember reading about that. There are some medical classes that, you know, the Harvards and the Yales and the Johns Hopkins of the world teach online. And I think you're going to see more and more of that happening. You're going to get a lot of pushback because there's a lot of people. I mean, I get pushback every single day. I answer questions. How the heck do you learn gunsmithing online?
Right.
We can teach you the concepts. The next question that always comes after that question is, well, is it going to make me a good gunsmith? I can teach you every concept you need to know on how to dribble a basketball online. I can show you videos. I can write paragraphs about it. But if you don't know how to take those concepts I taught you and dribble a basketball, you're probably not going to dribble a basketball worth a crap.
Right.
Same thing goes with gunsmithing. I can teach you every concept that you need to know for starting up as a gunsmith, going to a shop, becoming a gunsmith there, starting your own place at home. We try to avoid major machining stuff just because there's a big liability. You know, I could teach you safety of using a lathe, but I would rather be there to, you know, smack you on the shoulder. If you got long hair and your hair is dangling right over the lathe and about to get yanked in and rip your hair off.
So, right.
You know, there's a liability there, but so we don't teach that kind of stuff. But the majority of the other concepts are there and we teach them. And, you know, the technology has benefited us in that way. We have a new, I mean, and I say new, it's, you know, probably 10 years old now, delivery system that we can deliver an education concept to the students. I think what's sad and what we struggle with, and probably a lot of technology struggles with, not just the education space, is you get a lot of fly-by-night people. I started XYZ University, and it's kind of a joke. It's like, here's your online books. Everything's an open book test. Once you say you've gone through it all and you tell us you have, we'll give you a diploma. You know, you can't measure the learning capability. And that's where our accrediting body comes in place. You know, our accrediting body keeps us squared away, that we are able to measure the learning capabilities, or learning that these students have achieved under us. But yeah, back to the technology thing, it's cool to think of some of the things that I have on the back burner for us, technology-wise, that would help the students down the road.
Right.
That I can't talk about, but just how fast technology is going, there's some cool stuff that could really, really, really set us above and beyond, not just in the gunsmithing world, but just in the education space, period.
Right.
Some of the cool things are coming down the pipeline.
Now, let me ask you a question. With some of these things that you schedule and put in place and everything, have you ever run into something that you put in place because you didn't think anything was going to change, and then as you got ready to implement it, all of a sudden you were like, wait a minute, this is sort of obsolete now? Has it moved that fast on you?
Well, not necessarily on the technology side for the education space. Like with us in the school, we have the same problems that anybody in the gun industry has. You know, ATF writes a letter and changes things. Well, if we have a curriculum saying, hey, this is okay, and the ATF just said, no, it's not okay, we have to go and change our curriculum. But technology-wise, we haven't really hit any of that yet. Maybe some website design stuff. You know, we develop this cool aspect of the website, and then all of a sudden, the developer of that plugin goes, here's 2.0. Ah, crap. You got to relearn it all. Right now, we're instituting a new student services and CRM into our school with Salesforce education space. And that has been kind of a nightmare, getting all that to work and talk to all the other systems we have.
Right.
But I see more of the technology insidiousness. Is that a word? Insidiousness?
It is today.
I see more of that doing like my own podcast, YouTube stuff, video recording. I mean, just like we said a minute ago, a camera 5 years ago, I paid $2,000 for it, and I was like, yeah, I got the be all end all DSLR camera. Then the iPhone 13 comes out. And it, like, doubles the pixels. It does all the different effects. It's just like, and that $2,000. I couldn't sell that camera for $500 now. You know? I see more of it that way.
Right. Anyway, before we go to break, I didn't get to do this last time, but before we go to break, MGS Trade School. Now,
yep.
MGS Trade School is going to train you to be a gunsmith. You're going to get that first certification to be a gunsmith. Being certified to be a gunsmith does not mean that you are certified to work on everything, but this is something you can't get anywhere else for this price at all.
Yep.
This very important first step, and they have put it together in such a way, it costs less than a nice couch or a decent, well, no, well, a decent used car in my day when I was buying used cars and I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's still relatively inexpensive to get a new trade. I don't know what it would cost nowadays to become an electrician or a plumber or something like this. And this is a trade in the same genre as being a plumber or an electrician. And all of this is available to you by going to mgs.edu. And you will have to click on and let them know where you got this from. So if you are doing that, then by all means, let them know you got it from here. We'll be right back. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News update. As President Biden remains on vacation, new job numbers show the economy is cooling over the summer. Employers only adding 187,000 jobs last month, fewer than expected as high interest rates continue to weigh on the economy. But the unemployment rate has dipped to 3.5%. Lotto players are hoping to become a billionaire with tonight's drawing for the Mega Millions. These players are in New Jersey.
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, that's a lot of money for anybody.
Generational money, if you hit it. My nieces and nephews could be very happy people.
The jackpot has ballooned up to more than $1.3 billion with no winners since April. It's a relatively quiet day in Washington, D.C., as both the House and Senate are not in session. Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. I am talking to Zeke Stout, and we are geeking out with Zeke Stout. We're looking at where technology is going to take us. One of the things that a lot of people are doing now are these shooting simulation apps to go on your phone where you don't have to use any ammo or anything else. Do you think those have any value?
Yeah. I've used the,
Mantis
system.
Yes, sir.
Mantis. I've used it. I really liked it. Since I moved, I haven't really dug out all my old cool stuff out of my cool stuff box. But that's one I'd probably dig out and start using again just for the sake of saving money on ammo. You know, you're not getting the recoil impulse and you're not feeling all that, but it's still a cool system. And it can tell you your trigger pull, how it's off, you know, different things to adjust. I like it. I like not necessarily something on your phone, but I really dig the I don't know if you'd call it VR because you don't put a headset on, but you know, the screens, like the fake shoot houses and stuff, and you use like a cert pistol. You know what I'm talking about? They'll have like a simulated robbery and
yes,
you have to be able to tell if the guy has a gun or not. And if he does, if the shoot or no shoot, and then the screen reads the laser, and those are pretty amazing. And I'd like to see how those progress, especially as virtual reality starts taking over a lot of stuff. But yeah, the in the gun world, I often try to imagine where this fast moving technology will take us. hoping that we'll get some really cool stuff.
Right.
But every year at SHOT Show, we just get a new AR.
Well, I mean, so right now, they have you seen the BioFire? Have you seen that?
Is that the one with the where it reads your fingerprint for it to be able to fire or whatever?
Well, it comes on a stand, right? It's got like a mount. You like set it in the middle of your coffee table or something, like it's a decoration. You set your gun on it. And then it has a biometric recognition in the palm, and it has a camera on the stand to recognize your face for you to pick it up off of that. You can program 5 multi-users into this.
Mm-hmm.
And the only problem I see with that is that the market for that, I think this one is being sort of mismarketed, because I think they're going to try to market it to the millennials and the Gen Zers that are not really gun people, but they feel like they need to have a gun, and they're like, but I need one that's safe.
Right.
And I think whenever you get out there, and I mean, that's something the left is always trying to do. They're always trying to make something safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you probably know how to weaponize a ham sandwich, right?
Yeah, it's called poison.
Yeah. So, I mean, anything can be weaponized. Anything can be made unsafe. And to get out there and to say, okay, this gun is now safe. Now, when my 2 sons were younger, they could... do you remember the old Windows pocket computers that were like Palm Pilots, except they were Windows?
Yeah. I never had the Windows one. I had a Palm Pilot.
Well, I had them both, but I could never make them work because I was just so used to a laptop. So when I got the Windows one, my eldest son, when I couldn't use it, he said, "Can I have it?" So I said, "Sure, it's not worth having anyway." So he gets it, and all of a sudden he's playing all kinds of crazy video games on it with all kinds of crazy graphics. And he figured out, he repurposed, and this kid, I mean, he was like 8. So what's going to happen when a child... A gifted child. Now my 8-year-old gifted child, that was 28 years ago. He's 36 years old now. So what happens when today's 8-year-old child sees this and they want to get it to where they can get it off of the stand, and they figure out how to work their way around that? Because kids are pretty clever when it comes to electronics nowadays. That's one direction I don't necessarily want to see technology take us in here, this idea that you can make a gun that isn't dangerous. That's why you have them, because they're dangerous, right?
Right. Yeah. That's where, like, the biometric reading, thumbprint stuff, I think those would make guns more dangerous.
Right.
Not from the perspective of they'll malfunction and kill somebody, but from the perspective of, what if it doesn't work when I need it? You know, there's times, you know, when my face ID on my iPhone just doesn't want to read my face.
Right.
What happens if I'm in the middle of somebody, I'm not robbing anybody. I'm not in the middle of a robbery, but I end up entangled in the middle of a robbery, and I have to defend myself or others, and that biometric thing doesn't work. You know, and then, you know, let's go down a deeper, darker road, okay? Or do we need to save this for the last segment? Of how far do we push technology to the point where someone higher than our pay grade has control to turn off everything that we do?
Now, see, with BioFire, they claim that there is no connection to the internet, no back door. But
what was the scope a few years back? I hit a 1500 yard shot with it, where you mark the target, and then once the crosshairs covered the target, it shot on its own.
I remember what you're talking about. I don't remember what it was called.
A true shot.
Yeah,
it was something. Anyway, it was huge. It was awesome. You know, it was just an amazing thing. Until 2 hackers said, we need to see if we can hack this. And they hacked it.
Sure.
And they were able to make it shoot targets 25 yards away from where you thought you were aiming.
Right.
That's a scary part of technology.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, you think you're shooting the right person, and somebody gets control of it, and they're like, nope. And, you know, if it's somebody that's got some really nefarious ideas, they can make you a murderer.
Indeed.
From hacking into your gun.
Well, I mean, I'm going to presume that, like, this BioFire has some... I'm sure it's going to have firmware updates and such, right? So I'm sure as you get that, they're going to have some way to hook it up to the web to where it will function and get your firmware update in place. And then, I don't know, the whole thought of an electronic gun to where they can turn it off. Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. Now, I don't know if you ever heard about this, but back in the early, when they first came out with the iPhone, right? They developed a technology, Apple developed a technology to where they could disable texting in a grid square for the iPhone.
Oh, wow.
Now, think about if you were seeing a concerted effort in an area, say, typically a red state area where the ATF is coming in and they're just clearing out blocks of people because they're confiscating guns door to door. And you're out there with your camera phone and you're filming as they're shooting and killing these people just because they own a gun that was legal 3.5 weeks ago.
Yep.
So if they were to employ that technology, then you would not be able to share that video. And that's me, you know, that's me just taking, I don't even know if that's even germane today because that was in the pre-2010s and we're on the iPhone, 2029 or something. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Zeke, he runs something called MGS Trade School. And every day, competitive shooters join MGS Trade School. Like, I know Bonnie Rotten joined it, and I mean, she's a competitive shooter, but I guess she joined it in order to understand better the gun she was shooting or something like that. And there's a lot of reasons to become a gunsmith and understand what you're doing. But this is a inexpensive, legitimate way to get that knowledge. And, you know, for all I know that, you know, before. And you know what? We'll talk about this in the next hour. I've never asked you some of these things. We're going to do a MGS Trade School module when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, and we are geeking out with Zeke Stout. And one thing I've never done on all of the geek outs we've ever done, because we just never have thought to do this. Let's say that today I enroll in MGS Trade School, in this new technology delivery system means of education.
Right.
Now, as I go along, and, you know, Zeke and I did not rehearse these questions or anything. I genuinely do not know. So as we go along, what first of all, today, what is offered at MGS Trade School? What kind of classes?
We've got our basic course, which is kind of what you were talking about with some of the people that have enrolled just to learn more about the firearms that they use.
Right.
Or just get a foot in the door to get in the industry.
Right.
You know, it's a great addition to have to whatever your resume is. Let's say you're a marketing guy, but you've worked at a toothpaste company for your whole career, but you really, really are passionate about guns, but you have no background outside of, I'm passionate about it, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and I go to the range a lot. Well, taking our basic would be a good step to have on your resume to help break into that, to the gun industry. You know, then we've got the advanced one, which is the basic plus a lot of hands-on projects. You get hand tools that come with it, so you can complete the hands-on projects. Then we up the game with our advanced two, which is the advanced one, plus you get to choose a build. You get to choose from an AR-15, a 1911, a Glock-style pistol, or a American long rifle muzzle loader. And at the end, you get $1,400 worth of tools to help you start your business or go to a shop and start working as a gunsmith.
Right.
So there's three different levels. The advanced and advanced two are pretty much, I want to be a gunsmith. Or at least know the gunsmithing. You know, if there's a lot of people that retire and they want to do something still, and they'll do this too.
Right.
But then the basic is good for anybody that's wanting to get their foot in the door and have a better knowledge on the inner workings of firearms. So that's kind of what the three courses are.
Now, with those three courses, if I were to pick the one I'm going to take, let's say that I wanted to take the just the general course.
Mm-hmm.
So once I complete that general course and once I've done everything else and we're finished and all this other stuff, is there ever a time when you will contact me and say, we have this continuing education available to you?
Say that one again?
So, at any point later on down the road, if something new were to pop up and some new class that you would offer, like say, oh, now we have the 2011 Mechanics Guide. Right. So would you be contacting me and saying, hey, Bill, I know as one of our alumnuses that you have completed our course, would you be interested in taking the 2011 absolutely. Mechanics Guide?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is I would really like to stand up, and we're not working on this, so I can talk about it because sure. it's not in the works. But I'd love to stand up a continuing education for gunsmiths program just because. You know, whether it's new ATF rules or a new gun that comes out that might be a little different. You know, it's not a new AR where everybody knows how to work out it. Let's say it's some new fang-dangled bullpup, you know, or, you know, a new pistol comes out. Or, like we've been talking about, new technology that can go into guns. How do we work on those and have a continuing education kind of program for that?
What about job placement? Do you guys help with that? Have you got any sort of things with that? So,
yeah, we've had two companies in the last 6 months reach out to us and say, and Beretta being one of them, which, you know, that was one of those proud moments. You know, Beretta's not a fly-by-night company. They've been around a while, and they're pretty well respected too. And they reached out to us and said, hey, we'd like to, put out to your alumni, you know, we're looking for X, Y, and Z to come work in our new factory in Tennessee. We think y'all have a good program, and we, you know, if y'all would be willing to do that. So we put together a whole little campaign, sent it out to all our alumni via email, posted it on the alumni, you know, on the Moodle portal. Lots of different things where we reached out and said, hey, look, you know, companies want you guys for what you're learning. Here's some opportunities if you're looking for them.
Right.
So.
What about now, I would imagine, like, let's say if I were to contact you and say, listen, I want to work for Aero Precision, for example. Mm-hmm. I just want to be an assembler. Is there like a specialty class that I can take with you that would help me with that? Or would the entire class, do I really need to take the entire class to really get the full effect and the full benefit?
Yeah, I mean, if you're wanting to work for a specific company,
right,
it's always good to know as much as you can about every platform that we teach. Here's the reason being. Let's use Smith & Wesson for example.
Sure.
Smith & Wesson has been known for their MMPs, AR-15s, revolvers. That's about it. You know, they've had other things, but that's kind of their core, right? Well, now they're coming out with bullpups and shotguns that look like KSG and lots of different new innovative things.
Well, right.
If you can go to Arrow or Smith & Wesson or whoever and say, yes, I'm proficient on the AR platform, but I also know a lot about the 1911, I know about revolvers, I know because this is all the stuff that I was taught at NGS, that's going to look better on you, and you will become a resource to them once they want to start branching out in different avenues on firearms.
That's interesting. And this is the thing. With most of these companies that make guns, most of the people there are assemblers, aren't they, that are actually on the line making guns. They're not most companies are not forging their own stuff. They're not firing their own stuff. They actually buy parts from somebody like an Aero Precision to put their guns together. So if you know what you're doing and if you are trained to know what you're doing, is probably a leg up on getting that kind of a job, isn't it?
It just depends on the company. But, yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree with that statement. But, like, Aero, they mill their own. I mean, you and I have talked about them. They're one of your sponsors. they build everything from a block of metal.
Right.
So there is a lot more that goes there. Now, there are a lot of AR-15 boutique companies that are parts assemblers. There's really good ones. That's not a knock on a company that's a boutique company in any way. You know, if you know what you're doing, you can tweak things the way you think. If you tweak this, it'll work, and then it works. That's a good thing. That's innovation happening, even if it's the same kind of platform.
Right.
But, you know, to know the assembly part, that's a good foot in the door, but also to know the ins and outs of every aspect of it is good. And a lot of these places are looking for that.
I can see where that would be the thing, although I think the next thing that's going to be a big in big demand is the semi-custom niche, where you actually need to learn a little bit about fitting and such. Is that something you guys are going to look at later on down the road?
Well, when you take the build course in advance, too, you learn a lot about fitting, especially if you do like the 1911 or the muzzleloader. As your build, you learn a lot more about the fitting things correctly.
Right.
And making sure everything's right.
Fit is a way to really get a custom feel out of it and everything else. Although I would think that if you have really bad parts and everything, that might, you could have the best fit with bad parts and it's only going to take you so far. But I would imagine that's actually a... There's ways to overcome that as well. But in any event, before I run out of time, MGS Trade School, MGS.edu, if this is something you're looking at, if you are a competitive shooter and you want to know how to make your gun run better during the middle of the match or something, anything in between that and somebody who's going to build guns and repair guns for a living, you need to go to MGS.edu. There, Mr. Stout will hook you up with a curriculum and a course, and you're going to get the credential, and you are going to be good to go. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Absolutely.
MGS Trade School. As for me, I'll be back in about 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.